of our subjection to the only. Tonight, we defy his plans for this planet and make our own. It is true that before now we have been stopped by his hand, but as the years pass, the only becomes increasingly distant from the planet he claims to love. Many of us have nearly forgotten what it is like to wage battle with one of his immortal servants. He has removed himself, his warriors, and his words from this planet, unwittingly leading us to this night. In the last century alone, we have scored victories we once thought impossible. Why? Because of his neglect. Because he is ever so slowly giving up on this little planet and the people that have so faithfully turned away from him. I have seen their rebellion firsthand. They have been left so deaf and dumb to the spirit world that they have been unable to distinguish me from one of their own. And now, the only will pay the price!
These are Mr. Vendarius' current charts, sir. He's stabilized nicely. He seems to be in some sort of self-induced coma. The other two have been secured as you requested.
Excellent, Dr. West. The abilities these men have displayed will no doubt be useful as we advance into further genetic manipulation. Place Mr. Vendarius in a lock chair for now, and prepare to administer the virus to the other two. What a shame it is that two more will have fallen victim to the Xenoplague. I believe it was responsible for taking the life of your leader, Isaiah Daniels, was it not, Mr. Galvanic?
Almost.
Oh yes, he came just shy of passing from natural causes, didn't he?
You won't leave here alive, you frozen drac sack!
Shall I tranquilize them, sir?
No more time for delays. Besides, Rand Galvanic is a man of science. I think he might appreciate seeing where science will take humanity next. Doctor, why don't you prepare the extract and leave me with our guests for a moment?
But, sir, what if
that
they...
That will be all, Doctor.
Yes, sir.
You think that you can access classified information here without my knowledge? You are mistaken. You know of the Nephilim. You know what they are. Did you tell a boy?
Rand, what's he talking about?
A little short on time, were we? Allow me to educate the lad so he can understand the extent of your complete failure to save humanity from its inevitable destruction. Computer, Book of Beginnings, Subsection 6. This is undoubtedly the fragment from the ancient text that your friend uncovered. What he didn't find time to convey, I will now recite. When people had spread all over the world and daughters were being born, spirit beings saw these young women and took the ones they wanted. Then the only said, I will not allow people to live forever. They are mortal. In those days, and even later, there were Nephilim on the earth, who were descendants of human women and spirit beings. They were the mighty creatures of ancient lore.
Spirit beings? Why would the messengers...
Not the messengers of Yezim, David. The Nephilim were born of fallen messengers. They're evil half-breeds with the power of both man and demon.
Oh no.
It's terribly exciting, isn't it? These creatures could carry out lives in both realms simultaneously.
What's this got to do with the tree?
When a fallen messenger grafts himself onto human flesh and becomes a Nephilim, he can live in the physical world for much longer. Part of the reason why the only shorten the human lifespan. But now, with the extract we've developed from the molecular blueprints of the original tree, we can create an army of indestructible Nephilim that will live forever. And all that will remain is a twisted mockery of creation.
Yesu will stop them.
How, little boy? It was his own power that created the tree and its properties. Can the only win a fight against himself?
You're diseased, Claudius. Don't you think the Shader will kill you too?
They may have controlled Claudius Falcor once, but that Claudius is gone. I'm the one in control now, and they know it.
The extract is prepared, sir. Are you positive you want to do this? I'm sure we can find another volunteer to be the first test subject.
I financed this operation. I want to be the first to benefit from our efforts. Have you prepped the cloning tanks?
Yes, but the clones themselves won't be fully formed until tomorrow. Their dermal and follicle development hasn't yet reached even 5%.
Prep them for fusion anyway. They'll have what they need if this test is successful.
Doctor, stop. You don't realize what you're doing.
Have a seat, sir.
What's the meaning of this? The chair restraints are for our guests, not for me.
For your own protection, sir. Bioprotective field at 100%. Corrosive prepped and set to maximum, sir.
What the drac is that for?
Sir, I don't anticipate putting it to use, but should some form of biological hazard result from this test, we have to be prepared to stop it. Initiating phase one. Activating full scan. Don't worry, sir. If there are any problems, I'll know about them well before you do.
Don't you see what you're tampering with?
What the drac is happening to him?
It's not possible. His entire molecular structure is just breaking down. I've got to get him to a cryo unit.
There's no time. Just make sure that shield is holding.
At 100%, but... Oh, holy drac!
Corrosive still prepped?
Yes.
Purge the containment area. Flush it out.
What?
He's gone, Doctor. Right now, all you have is a biological hazard. Flush it out.
Wait. His molecular structure is reforming, rebonding, but...
But what?
Well, it's not so much repairing itself as it is starting over.
He's rebuilding himself.
Into what?
How's that force field holding, Doctor?
Incredible.
Ha. Much better.
Sir, your body is...
As it was in its prime.
Yes, you know.
Do you know what I am?
This is incredible, Mr. Falcor. I never dreamed anything like this.
Do you know what I am, Dr. West?
Step away from that force field, Doctor.
In all of medical history, there has never...
That force field's like tissue paper. It didn't even slow him down.
I am God now, Dr. West.
Falcor, listen to me.
You would petition your god?
You're a man, Claudius. Like anyone else, only twisted by power and greed.
You misunderstand the situation. The truth is much different than what you see.
Truth? Claudius, you serve a race of beings dedicated to deception.
They serve me now. I am their master, their leader. I am the first, and I will be the last. I am God!
Not anymore.
Vincent!
Stay down, freak. There's plenty where that came from.
Quick, Vince, get these restraints off.
I thought your blade only worked against creatures of the spirit world. Claudius
isn't Claudius. Falcor was murdered only hours ago by the Shada. They kept his body and fused it with one of their own. This thing calls himself the Nephilim. Some kind of sick blend of human and demon.
We know. And there's more like him in the works if we don't shut this entire operation down right now.
He said something about cloning tanks. That must be where the others will come from.
Tonight, we enter the world of men. But not as visitors who must, after a short time, return to our home in the spirit world. Tonight, we enter the physical world as rightful inhabitants. Tonight, we drink water from the Tree of Life. We drink it clothed in the human bodies its power was intended for. Tonight, as the firstborn, I will lead you in using that power to remake yourselves. And turning indestructible eyes towards our Creator, we will defy all that He is, all that He claims to be. His power will be used to make us invincible. Onward to the vessels prepared for you!
Where are the tanks, freak?
Your blade touched me once, but my strength grows with every moment the Tree of Life blows through me. Even now, I'd lead my army into this world, and here, we are unstoppable. I am now the ultimate organism. Synthesis of the extract has already begun, and in only minutes, there will be enough for every Nephilim born in this facility tonight.
What's that sound?
The sound of your doom. My brothers have come to join me.
You're a dead man, Falcor.
No, Mr. Kraft. It is you who have come to the end of the line. Devour them, my brothers. Slowly.
No.
Merrick, he's waking up!
Wonderful! Then the liberation's last hope dies first.
No. The choice is made. And the power of the Only has come like a scythe.
My brothers have not yet feasted on immortality, but there are thousands more still coming, and you will not find me so easy to kill.
Ran, take them to the cloning facility. We'll need David's gift soon.
First I owe this Fres Drax a payback.
Not yet, Vince. Go with Ran and the others. Find the cloning tanks and destroy them, and any Nephilim you see. We can't let more of them take the extract.
Who filled you in?
Later, Vince.
What about you? He's taking the extract. You can't kill him.
Once the cloning sector is destroyed, I'll meet you topside. Just go.
All right, come on.
He's right, you know. This body is immortal. You can't destroy it.
You are one deluded freak show. How can you think you even have a chance?
What do you know of any of this? You're an infant. I've been walking the surface of this planet for thousands of years.
And you've got to be a slow learner, pal.
Oh, really? And what have you learned that's been so enlightening?
The truth.
You've learned nothing. Only felt a warm fuzzy that you will now foolishly base your life on.
Oh, I won't deny I felt something. And more than that, it makes sense. But I'm not trying to convince you. You're already dead. You're just too thick to realize it.
You know how to talk. But I wonder how well you would do against me in the other world.
One way to find out.
A portal. So you're a shifter now as well. The Only has indeed crafted a fine instrument, boy. But I will nevertheless tear you apart.
This is it. David, hand me my goggles.
Here. This place is huge. There's gotta be more than 1,000 cloning tanks in here.
How many?
Hang on, I have to set up for the right frequency to see them. Holy crap, they're everywhere.
How many, Ran? What class?
More than I can count. The concentration is so great, I can't see more than 6 feet in front of me.
All right, kid. We need your help. There's too many of them for me to fight in the spirit world and too many cloning tanks to destroy in the time we have.
I don't know, I...
Come on, kid, you're all we got.
I thought it was a curse, Vince. A freak.
Kid, now is not the time.
I know what everybody says about me, and I know you believe it more than anybody else.
Look, if you're not
Vince.
Gonna... Okay, you're right. Now listen, kid. David, I got frezzed up pretty good, and I think Yesu wanted it to happen for a reason. I was reckless, overconfident. And looking down on everyone else, I couldn't see the Drac dropping from the sky. What I've been saying about you, it's wrong. You're different. Well, let's face it, a little intimidating.
I'm intimidating?
Look, don't ruin the moment, kid, okay? What I'm saying is you're not a freak. Yesu just uses you in a way that I can't understand. But there's a fresload of stuff I don't understand about him, so you're just one more thing. And that's okay.
Thanks, Vince.
Now go get him, kid!
Well, it doesn't work like that.
What do you mean, David?
The Only. I don't have any control over it. It's him controlling me. If he doesn't choose it, it doesn't happen.
What do you mean? I just spilled my guts for nothing?
Here they come.
They look kind of dizzy. Maybe something went wrong.
No, that's just shifting sickness. Vince will get it sometimes when he goes in and out of the spirit world. These guys must be first-timers, but it doesn't last long.
All right, here comes the first group. Ran, take my pulse blaster and cover me as best you can. David, get the Drac out of here!
Vince, what are you doing?
Kicking them while they're down and praying to Yesu they don't get back up.
Get down, David!
Up with me, boy. I've been living here in the spirit realm from the beginning of time, shaping its energies into any form, any tool I can imagine. Can you say the same of your skill?
You kidding? This battle won't be won by me.
We're in agreement. How thrilling. You've learned to manipulate the energies of this realm as well. A fine blade you've constructed.
Yeah, thanks. I think as farming equipment goes, a scythe looks pretty cool. But it's not the blade that's gonna beat you. You'll be finished by the same power that created you.
No power can save you today, human. I am the only power you will ever know!
You know what? You might win this battle, but one day, before you spend eternity in darkness, you will kneel before the only.
I choose no one as my ruler!
The choice isn't yours.
There's too many of them! One goes down and three more take its place!
Ran! Take David, get out of here!
No, I don't want to leave
Ran,
you!
Ran, get him out of here now!
Brittle bones, human. How long before they snap?
Ran, behind you!
Oh, you're kidding. David.
No.
Run!
No! How you have fallen from heaven. You have been cut down to the earth. You said, I will ascend. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. But you will be thrust down into hell. Into the recesses of the pit.
Jackhammer Drac.
David, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Well, kid, I think that took him down a notch or two.
You've lost, Nephilim. Your power over humanity is gone.
You think you know what power is, boy? It has nothing to do with ruling humanity. That's been fun, but it's not what we're in it for. We're in it to defy him. We could have engineered clone bodies for ourselves by stealing the tissue we needed. In fact, we only needed the sample from Claudius to make an army of Nephilim that could bring this fallen planet to its knees.
Well, then why? Why go to all the trouble, huh? Why get so many people involved? Why go and find all the volunteers from Atlantis?
Because, human, in the end, they will be judged for this. Humanity's lust for power, for control over their lives, will be their own destruction. And they will be without excuse. Among the fallen, there is no greater joy than to see humanity turn against the only.
You make me sick.
You think you've beaten me, but I've already won. Millions of Atlantis employees around the world volunteered for this project in a vain quest for immortality. Millions of lives reaffirmed their rebellion against the Only. Ruling the kingdom of man is of no consequence to us. We only wanted to show your precious monarch that his kingdom is finished on this world.
You fooled yourself, Nephilim. Humanity's gonna see the truth. And the truth is gonna be their liberator.
The truth, as you call it, is gone! We have taken it from the earth!
We just hold on to what Gezu once said. Earth and all the universe will eventually pass away, but my words will never pass away.
Remembering his words will provide us with a weapon against evil that cannot be countered.
No, demon. You've locked it away, but you've not destroyed it. Do you know why? Because of a promise. A promise made to humanity that even the united power of every demon can't break.
Don't be a fool! His promises are meaningless!
His promises, his words, are everything. That's why you'll fail. That's why all your efforts are in vain. You've tried to deny the truth for so long, you've convinced people to water it down and take away its meaning. You've helped create a world where the concept of truth is offensive and closed-minded. Humanity has nearly been plunged into darkness, but try as you might, an ember of the truth remains. The words spoken by Yesu, by the Only, are the ultimate reality. More real than anything you can touch. That's why they can't be destroyed.
Ridiculous!
You've been trying, haven't you? For years, you've been trying to find a way to destroy his words. But even though it kills you, even though every fiber of your being screams out at you to wipe his words from the records of history, you find yourself hopelessly compelled to save them. You've done more to preserve his words than you've done to destroy them.
It doesn't matter! You still don't have the Spirit Blade. It is the single weapon truly capable of stopping us. And without it, you will ultimately fail.
You don't get it, do you? Truth is the weapon. His word is the Spirit Blade.
No.
Whatever you accomplish today means nothing. The end of this war has already been scripted, and guess what? The good guys win.
Impossible!
Goodbye, Lord Nephilim.
No!